Cattle markets seem to be getting into a pivotal point right now as we are starting to hear more chatter of the border opening with Mexico. We don't know how long cattle will be able to cross the border once the border opens, as there is that threat of tariffs coming into place on January 20th. But it does appear that most of the agreement for reopening the border has already been finalized. Now we're just looking for the details to be worked out, and that a lot of that is building the pens that are going to, isolate the cattle, inspect the cattle, and then for treatment of the cattle before they are allowed to cross the border. And it's likely that's all going to be taking place, and the border will reopen sometime after the first of the year. That leaves a pretty narrow window to start seeing the imports start to pick back up again before the potential of tariffs. But cattle markets are also looking at technicals as causing some of the pressure that's been happening as of late. February live cattle, as well as December live cattle, are up there flirting with their contract highs. They're not very far off of them, trading only about $3 to $4 away. And it does seem like this market is destined to try to test those old highs. Over in the feeder cattle market, though, we're quite a bit further away from testing contract highs, as they're way up in that 270 level, while we're trading around that 260 level. But we do have some gaps in the feeder cattle market right around that 263 to 265 that might need to get filled on this run. At this point, we continue to see tight supplies. Demand has slowed down a little bit, but that is likely to pick up after the first of the year once we get through the holiday season. And if we start to see tariffs come into play, that not only will stop the cattle coming in from Mexico, but it likely will stop the cattle coming in from Canada as well, which is only going to tighten up the supply even further, which will cause more support to come back into the marketplace. At this point, a lot of questions have not been answered. It's going to be interesting to see how the cattle market finishes out the 24 calendar year and how it starts in 2025. And that's with a cattle on feed report that's going to be coming out on Friday that should be friendly to the marketplace. So it's going to be an interesting end to the year for livestock.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.